This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'll call the House Transportation Committee to order. I want to thank you all for being a little patient to get us started. We had another committee that was running late, and we needed some of those members to be here. We're glad that most of them are here and expect another one or two to arrive shortly. Do we have any guests here this morning that we need to introduce? Anyone? Seeing none, we do have two pages that I don't believe we've met in House Transportation. We would ask you to come up to the microphone and let us know your name and what school you attend now and what your plans are after high school.
My name is Madison Bolwig. I go to the Highmore Herald School District. I have a class size of about 18. My future plans include attending Augustana University to double major in political science and hospitality and tourism. And yeah.
Excellent. A class size of about 18. I find that very interesting.
Hi, my name is Shelby Rulin. I'm a senior at Wall High School. My class size is also 18, so a little bit on the smaller side. And my future plans include going to SDSU this fall and majoring in political science. And Representative Goodwin is actually my sponsor, so if you work me too hard during this meeting, he'll get after you.
Well, we are definitely going to work you hard because that's what you're going to have to do in political science, and you're in a good place to be learning. So welcome to both of you. We're glad you're here. I want to greet our internet listeners and remind people that we are on the air. I see the sign lit up. And remind everybody to make sure your cell phone or your devices are turned to silent so that we don't have disruptions today. And with that, I would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Chase.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Fink.
Here.
Goodwin.
Here.
Johnson excused. Livermont.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Weiss.
Here.
Zickman.
Here.
Bordeaux.
Here.
Lesmeister.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
And Mills.
Here.
12 present, 1 excused.
We do have a quorum. Thank you very much. Chair would look for approval of the minutes. Has there anybody looked at those, studied them carefully? Representative Steele moves approval of the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Representative Fink. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. We have two bills this morning. I would remind anyone who's planning to testify to please sign in back at the podium by the door. And we're going to be, I'll be chairing the hearing on the first bill because it's a fresh one. And then I'm going to pass the gavel over to Representative Anderson, who chaired all of the other bill that we're going to continue with. And so that's a little bit of a preview for the committee of how we're going to operate this morning. And so with that, we are open on Senate Bill 121, an act to revise certain provisions regarding manufacturers' warranties for motor vehicles to include all-terrain vehicles. And we are open for proponent testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and State Senator Lance Russell, District 30, Hot Springs. I greatly appreciate the committee's indulgence of my inability to be here last week. I'm sorry to have caused any delay in your actions, and I'm just very thankful that you are willing to work with me in my altered state, and I greatly appreciate all the committee's indulgence.
I think the only impact of that was that Representative Pischke was a little bit nervous.
He's always nervous.
Said, I am.
He's always nervous, and there's good reason for that. But as it relates to this particular piece of legislation, on the Senate side, it passed the, I don't know that there's been a no vote throughout the entire process. Interesting thing, I had I had a constituent get a hold of me because he had had an issue My grandfather was a Chevy dealer in Edgemont, South Dakota, and he was always, I worked down there during my high school career and then, you know, during college with him and my brothers, trying to assist him in what he was doing. And I always knew the links that he would go to make sure that his customers in a small town were taken care of. And so when this situation came to my attention from a rancher over in Edgemont, I had made some inquiries of the dealer, the Chevy dealer up in Sturgis, who had sold this particular piece of equipment. And they gave me all of the email, all the communication they had with the manufacturer, and they had done due diligence. They had done everything in their possibility, in their ability to render this particular piece of equipment workable for this individual based upon the warranty that he had buying a brand new ATV. The problem was, and what I was shocked about was, even though there was a manufacturer's warranty, the manufacturer would not communicate with the Chevy dealer that was also selling these particular pieces of equipment. Gave them the runaround. There were new transmissions that were eventually placed in this particular item, and it never did become workable. Shortly before the end of the manufacturer's warranty, they were notified by the finance aspect of this that they were foreclosing on the item, even though they had gone through months of trying to get it operable. And according to Hers Roots of Sturgis, who was the Chevy dealer in question, they had had numerous deficiencies with this particular piece of equipment for a number of their clients, and quit actually selling it over this incident plus some other ones. But what I came to realize, I told this individual, well, what we'll do is we'll turn it over to the Attorney General's Consumer Affairs Division, because every time I've ever done so, you cannot believe how good they are. And people come back to me and they say, I really want to thank you, Lance, for turning us over to them, because as soon as they got in the middle of it, things got taken care of and taken care of very well. So we have very good Consumer Affairs Division at the Attorney General's office here in South Dakota. But as it related to this, there's been some back and forth since, and the situation has still not been resolved. The rancher in question testified on the phone before the Senate committee. I didn't ask him to do so here today. But long story short, because he had financed through a finance portion arm of this particular corporation, both entities disclaimed liability for the other entity. So they lend the money, they won't fix the item, and then they blame each other and say that they're because they're different corporations, they won't work together. So this is what's been going on for this poor individual who had an outstanding credit rating. When you're a rancher, you need to have an outstanding credit rating, because you have to have revolving loan funds and things of this nature in order to continue to make it. And so this guy's credit has been ruined because of this particular situation, and he still has nothing but a lemon. And Hers Roots of Sturgis, like I said, did everything in their power in order to make that situation right. So I was shocked to find out that our lemon law does not apply to ATVs. In fact, it was quite interesting that there are a number of states that do apply to ATVs their lemon law. But they also apply it to farm machinery. I didn't know that South Dakota doesn't have a lemon law as it relates to farm machinery. And I think Representative Pischke's trying to fix that, and we're going to try and push that on the Senate side this year. But, you know, there are certain states that have such a thing, and I want to replicate that. It's a relatively minor fix. It simply makes our lemon law applicable also to ATVs. You can tell that from the one-line change that was made by Mr. Ortbahn, and he did a very good job and been around here forever. He interviewed me to be an intern 30 years ago, so that gives you some longevity there. But anyway, I thank you for your attention. I didn't procure any other folks to testify. I'll try and answer any questions that you may have, and I just thank you for your attention, and I hope that we can fix this for our consumers here in the state of South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We're glad you're feeling better, and so is Representative Pischke. Are there other proponents for Senate Bill 121? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents for Senate Bill 121? Any opponents? Seeing no opponents, there's obviously no reason for a rebuttal. We'll move to committee questions. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the sponsor. Just out of curiosity, what was the time frame for this individual you were talking about in terms of, you know, the trouble that he experienced?
Yeah, I believe that he purchased it in August of last year. And by December, he had, I think, had two additional transmissions in this particular item. And then he was haggling with the finance part of this and with the manufacturing part of it for months, and they were essentially blaming each other and he getting nowhere. And then at the very end, within a week or something of the end of the manufacturer's warranty, they notified him that they were foreclosing, and he had very little time in order to get any kind of a remedy at that point. So he in his particular situation, the 13-month, I think there was 13-month window on the manufacturer's warranty, he had just been, you know, ping-pong back and forth between them, and just an absolute nightmare. This would elongate it. I believe it's a 24-month situation, and you have to go through certain gyrations. You have to make all of the same efforts in order to get your item put back into place. But this would grant someone like him an opportunity to utilize the law and not get essentially the runaround between the two entities, the finance portion and then the manufacturer's portion. Hope that answers your question.
Representative Chase.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, Senator. Quick question. This rancher was the only one that had an issue with this particular model from this dealership. All other similar units that were sold had no problems, nothing of similar use.
See, that's what's really quite intriguing is that Herzrud's of Sturgis had a number of issues with all of their models like this one. In fact, it got so bad that they quit selling the entire line of products from this corporation. That's a large corporation. I don't mean to mention it here today because I just don't want to go down that road. But they had problems with all of these, with every one that they sold of this model, and they could not get them operational. They even gave him another model, or the same kind of a different vehicle after they tried to fix the transmissions. And they had the same problem with the next transmission. Yeah, it's unbelievable to me, having known the lengths that my grandfather would go to with those with the Chevy Corporation in order to make things right for folks. I mean, I didn't think that this still happened in you know, modern times, so to speak.
Follow up.
I just want to make sure the timeline. So it would have been August of 17 when he purchased it?
It would have been
August
of last year.
If he had a one-year warranty and finance for 1 year or for 5 years, whatever it was. So can you give me a little more details on the timeline?
About August of last year, the purchase, he got his notice that about a week before the end of the period, when would it have been? It would have been, yeah, it must have been August of 17. I wish that I would have brought the paperwork, but it's about that thick from Herzrud's Sturgis. But he had gone a whole year.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Goodwin.
Yeah, this is for the prime sponsor. So this rancher lives by Edgemont?
That's correct.
And so that's not right across the street from Sturgis?
No.
So do you have a ballpark figure what expense he went through going back and forth to the dealership in addition to his credit rating and all that? I mean, it had to be very expensive.
Well, it was. You know, he was transporting back and forth between his ranch just north of Edgemont to Sturgis and working with those folks. I don't know what his expenses were. I have no idea.
Other questions of the committee? Representative Livermont.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm curious, it's kind of a two-part question. How did this all turn out for him, and how would this have turned out if this bill you have here would have been in effect?
He's currently trying to figure out what his next steps are. I got some email communication from him yesterday on the response of the corporation to the Attorney General's office. He's trying to figure out what remedies he has at this point. Yesterday he sent me some communication late in the afternoon. I didn't look at all of it, but he's essentially at his wit's end with the whole situation because he can't get a remedy still to this day. So I think what he's trying to do is he's exploring as to whether or not they can still sue based upon what's transpired, and in all likelihood his remedies at this point are limited. As it relates to whether or not this would work in his benefit, yes, because he had done everything that the statute would require him to do in order to try and get the manufacturer to do what they're supposed to. But under this particular, it elongates the amount of time, so he would have more time in order to get a remedy. And this puts teeth into it. This allows them not to play this game between the finance company and the corporation, essentially blaming each other so that nothing ever gets done. It's really an unfortunate situation by a foreign.
Thank you. Representative Livermont, follow up.
That's good. Thank you.
You're good. Other questions of the committee?
Thank you.
Seeing no further questions, we'll close that part of the hearing and move to committee discussion or action. Representative Lesmeister.
I move to pass on this motion, or in this bill.
Got a second from Representative Lesmeister. A motion from Representative Lesmeister do pass, and a second from Representative Weiss. Comments on the motion?
I don't think we really need a lot of comments. We've heard good testimony. There's no opponents to this bill. I think it's something that possibly was overlooked, and it needs to be put in statute at this time, because the amount of these vehicles on the ground today is astronomical. So I urge everybody to vote green. Thank you.
Any further comments from the committee? Seeing none, we have a motion on the floor. Do pass. I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Chase.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Johnson excused. Livermont.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Weiss.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Second.
With unanimous vote, Senate Bill 121 is passed. We've got move to consent, motion to consent by Representative Berdow, second from Representative Fink. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That bill will go on consent. Thank you very much.
He looks really.
We all know what happened this time.
So, thank you very much. We'll move now on to our second bill, House Bill 1142. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the hearing, I'm passing the gavel over to our vice chair, who handled this bill the other day or a week ago or more, and allow him to continue where we left off. And I believe that was we had finished all of the testimony, including through the questions, I believe. And so I'll hand the gavel to Representative Anderson at this time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just as a little refresher for those of you in the room, as well as anybody listening online, as the chairman mentioned, we'd gone through testimony, proponent, opponent, rebuttal, questions, and we're in the position of having committee discussion and or action. And in fact, there had been a couple of motions made. One was to the 41st day, which failed. That was a substitute motion. Originally, the motion we have is to amend the bill with 1142-OB, and then there was a substitute motion offered for 41st day, which failed, and so we were at the point of back to that original motion, and because of the significance of the motion and how it was changing the original intent, we deferred further action on it so everybody could have a chance to look at the motion, have a little time to review it. So that's where we're at. We are on...
Mr. Chair, this is OC.
We got to get there yet.
Okay.
That's a further possible amendment, but the one we are on right now is 1142-OB. So is there any further comment on 1142-OB?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Goodwin.
I move that we move to... change it from 1142-OB to the new amendment we have in writing now. That's 1142-OC.
So that would be a substitute motion of 1142-OB to 1142-OC. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Representative Weiss. comments on that motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. We just didn't really have time, and I kind of made that knee-jerk motion, but I didn't have the paperwork ready or anything to scratch off what the changes were, so we had time now to go to LRC, get the actual thing in writing so you could actually see what it does. And so that's why I wanted to do it this way, and I think it's much cleaner.
Okay, further comments on the substitute motion of 1142-OC? Seeing none, that being, yeah, that's just a voice vote because that's just an amendment to the bill. It's not final disposition. So all those in favor of amendment 1142-OC signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose the same sign. The bill is amended. So further comments, discussion, action on 1142 as amended. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that this amendment is an improvement over the original bill, but I'm still not comfortable that we are really doing a good job of how we do licensing of vehicles in South Dakota. Our current plates were issued in 2016. And they were designed for a five-year life cycle. Our next reissue in 5 years would be in 2021, which means we will have an intervening legislative session. Therefore, I think the prudent thing for us to do would be to push the pause button right now and really look at 143 different types of license plates and deciding, do we truly need that many? So while I like this amendment, I'm still not ready to support the bill as amended. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm really thankful for the time that we've had since this bill was first heard. It gave me an opportunity to reach out to all the treasurers in my counties. I serve four counties. Got some great feedback from them. Got some additional questions that the committee hadn't thought about as well. I think there's merit to the bill as amended. There's definitely merit, but I'm 100% concurring with what Representative Duvall said, that we have time. That even if we were to pass this bill today, it would have no effect for 2 years. We would just be sitting there waiting, not doing anything. And so there's no harm in us waiting, doing a little deeper study. This can serve as the impetus to make sure that happens and allow us to look into some of these related issues that we otherwise might ignore. Because they're not as significant as this one is. So my inclination is to wait and let us do a little more study.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Goodman.
I recommend due pass for 1142 as amended.
We have a motion due pass from Representative Goodman. Was it Livermont? Okay. Representative Livermont seconded. Comments on that motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, if you can recall, I know it seems like a long time ago when we had testimony on this, but we did have the executive from 3M here, and he did show a graph on our screen up here that showed that, you know, what a lifetime plate was and then what it did after between 1 to 5 years, then 5 to 10. And if you can remember that graph, I know I'm asking a lot to visualize it. There wasn't a whole lot of difference between that, the 1 to 5 and the 6 to 10. And so it just seemed more prudent if there is, I believe the savings was $6.2 million. Also, I'd like to comment on what two other representatives talked about here is about, you know, perhaps we have way too many special license plates, you know, 143, 142. I mean, I heard all different figures. And maybe we should do a summer study on that. But I think that's a separate issue from this. We do have this in front of us today, and I would like just to do a due pass and move it forward. Thank you.
Representative Duvall.
Substitute motion to table.
Second. We have a motion by Representative Duvall, second by Representative Bordeaux to table. That being a non-debatable motion, we will proceed with the roll call vote. Those in favor of tabling 1142-OC, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Chase.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
Goodwin.
No.
Johnson excused. Livermont.
No.
Steele.
Yes.
Weiss.
No.
Sickman.
No.
Bordeaux.
Aye.
Lesmeister.
No.
Anderson.
Aye.
And Mills.
Aye.
Okay.
We got 5 nays, 7 yeas, 1 excused.
1142-OC is tabled at this time. With that, I want that back. I think we're concluded.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Appreciate that. So that brings us to the end of our bill hearing for today. Is there other action, Representative Fink?
Personal privilege, sir. I'm not sure who it is, but I think there's a class with us here.
No, that's mine.
That's yours?
Personal privilege for me.
There it is. Ah. They're in the room, so somebody's got to introduce them.
Representative Chase, please make that introduction.
They're mine. I'll claim them. Mr. Chairman, with us in the room today is Leadership Huron. This is their day to come to the Capitol. This is an organization that I was part of many years ago. But we want to welcome them to the Capitol. They're here visiting from Huron, so it gives me great honor to honor you guys and say welcome to Pierre.
We want to welcome the group from here, and that I know that those leadership programs that some of our communities put on are really wonderful, and thank you for participating in that. Hope you learn a lot while you're here. Representative Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I truly am sincere about the idea that we do need to take a look at this. And since I live in Pierre, I will volunteer to work on a work group or whatever. I'm not sure that we want an official interim summer study because those are kind of cumbersome. But I would certainly volunteer to serve in that capacity.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've given some thought to that as well. I think that's a good way for us to go. The chair would be open to others that, you know, don't have to necessarily say so publicly, but want to let me know if you're interested in that work study group. I sort of feel we could have that group do some work, and then the committee could meet in the interim via telephone or Skype or whatever to talk about whatever the work group has arrived at. In fact, I did have a brief discussion before the committee hearing this morning with Division of Motor Vehicles about them bringing some of their thoughts and ideas and helping facilitate perhaps even some conversation before we finish this session, because I do believe we're going to have some committee time when we might be able to do that. And so that's my hope as well. So I would encourage that. I see a light on over here, so nope. I'll call on Representative Steele first, and then we'll get
to Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to comment also that I appreciate the study that's going to be done, and hopefully the sponsor will be bringing a bill back next year for this. If she doesn't, I will, because it needs to be addressed. Thank you.
I think we'll make sure that at least that component will be allowed to carry her name. Representative Zickman.
Lights on. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I thought you just had to call first. But anyway, since I got some time and effort, et cetera, invested about two or three bills, I think that this study would be good. So I, too, would be interested in serving whatever way that you want to do it. But necessarily, you don't have to meet in Pierre. You can decide some other locations. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair. Representative Fink.
I had the light on first. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, I agree. I also would volunteer to be a part of this work group. I also agree that I think work groups work much better than official summer studies. I think we're able to be a little more nimble and get some things put together. And I think there's, quite honestly, a host of different bills that may come from that. There are several different things that should be discussed. I know I had a conversation with the Department of Motor Vehicles and around all those license plates. And, I mean, you start going down the weeds on that thing. Where do you start and where do you stop? I mean, that in itself is a huge discussion. But there's also some other discussions coming in terms of how they're going to be changing, as I understand, some of their point of sale with some of this stuff and how the license plates get printed and those that are printed and then have the spot for the stickers and how that might be integrated into just one plate. And that's going to have an effect on these conversations. So I agree. I think this is something that's really good. And I'm also a proponent of meeting via Skype because I have a lot of time in the spring of the year when I'm just sitting in my tractor letting it drive me back and forth across the field. So my office is mobile. So,
you know, it became obvious to me as well as I was getting feedback from my treasurers that there are a host of other issues related to this. The prime sponsor, of course, stepped out of the room, but I think we're all appreciative of what she did to bring this issue forward last year and to continue that effort. And I think it will result in more than she originally envisioned and not be any delay in time because of the fact that nothing would have happened until 2021 anyway. So we do have the time, and it'll be wise to make use of it. Representative Lesmeister, did you have a comment?
I was just going to ditto the same comments before, and offer my services for SATA on this task force or workforce group. I don't know how many people you're going to want involved in this, but sometimes more the merrier, sometimes not. So I guess that's your discretion.
Very good. Appreciate everybody speaking up and saying that. And if you want to give it some thought and give me your thoughts privately, we'll take that as well. And we'll put something together here shortly. I also want to remind the committee that the speaker did hand out a survey, and I've gotten four or five of those back from some of you, but I know some of you have not. Perhaps if you've turned them in directly to the speaker, that's fine as well. I just want to make sure that we haven't forgot about that. So please get those finished if you haven't. Is there anything else to come before the committee this morning? Representative Chase.
I've been asked to find out when we are going to do the 14-year-old driver's license bill. I believe it's Senate Bill 93. Is that correct?
Let's see. That is the number, yes. And it's not scheduled at this time. I'm a little bit sensitive about crossover day and not knowing how long that might take us, and that we may need recovery on Tuesday following that. So I'm sort of looking towards a week from today, next week Thursday, as a likely date. That is the only bill remaining on our calendar at this time, depending on what comes to us from the Senate. But so that's my thought right now. Anything else from the committee? Seeing nothing, would it entertain a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair,
Representative,
we adjourn.
Is there a second? We got a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.